Do you know what the birds are called? We always call them peacocks, but actually they're called peafowl. You know, they call chickens fowl and different birds fowl. They're called peafowl. But the boys are called peacocks, and the girls are called peahens. What do you think the chicks are called? Pea chicks. Have a seat, buddy. Have a seat. Okay. Okay. Now, these birds like to roost in the trees. You know what roosting is? Can you see? Let's pass one that way. What are they doing? Can you see what they're doing? You can pass it around. You can pass it around. What are they doing, Rory?
They're sitting in the tree.
They're sitting in the tree. Now, there's a place up by where we live in Oakland. We live in Sutherland, but it's in Oakland. It's called Mildred Knight Park. And if you go out there, it's a big ranch that they have turned into a park, and you can go out there and you can see all of the peacocks. That's where these pictures were taken. And you get to see how beautiful they are. And you can see this big tree that they're roosting in. Now, if it's the kind out at the park, they're not so testy. You know what testy is? Kind of grumpy. But if it's a wild peacock, they get kind of grumpy. And when they're in their trees roosting, they roost in groups, in families. And they call them a party. They're getting together having a party. But they don't like to be around other birds so much. They get kind of grumpy with them. Sometimes, I don't know if you guys have ever seen them, sometimes you see the colors on these. Sometimes peacocks are white, even.
Wildlife safari, we saw a white one.
Now, you might think they're an albino, which is one that has pink eyes and they don't have quite the same pigment, but they're actually not. They don't have the same amount of pigment as these to make their colors, but their eyes are actually blue, which was something new to me. I didn't know that. Okay. Now, they do something that's called courting, and we're going to talk about that in a minute, but first I want to show you this picture. Is that beautiful? You can pass him around. Now, you see his back tail? See his tail, how it hangs down? You know what they call that? They call it a train. See how it hangs down? What does a train do? Does a train stretch out? Yeah, look at his feathers. And those actually aren't really tail feathers. We call them that, but they're not. It's called a train. The tail feathers, those are above the tail feathers. Wait till I show you what the tail feathers look like. Here's another one. You can look. Did you guys get to see? There you go. Okay. So check this one out. You can see it a little bit closer. It's a better close-up, huh? Here's one for you. Thank you, honey. Let you guys look at that one up close, too. Okay, do you see these little things here? See these little circles? You can see them in the picture. Those are called eyes. Not like our eyes, huh? Probably prettier than our eyes, huh? How many of you guys have brown eyes? A lot of you guys have brown eyes. See the brown? See the brown in there? How many of you have blue eyes? You guys have blue eyes? Blue eyes? See the blue in there? What about green eyes? Anybody got green eyes? Mine are a little green and brown, but you'll see green in there too. All those colors are in there. Okay. Now, we're going to talk. Yeah, some people do have eyes that are almost black, huh? I love those. I always wanted to have that kind of eyes. Yeah, they're beautiful. We're going to talk about courting now. Do you know what courting is? When a bird courts another? Rory, can you tell them?
It's when they mate.
But it's actually before they mate. Sometimes birds will do a dance. We saw one that we have on a video at home about animals, and this bird waits for hours and hours and even days for the female. And when she comes, he goes like this. He takes his wings and he spreads them way out, both of them. And that's his dance for her. And if she likes him, she will take him as her husband. But if not, then he has to go find somebody else. But what peacocks do is they spread these beautiful feathers, kind of like this, only much prettier than this. Now you can see this picture, see his tail, his train. See how it's off the ground? What do you think he's getting ready to do? Is that cool? Now actually, I think in that picture he might have been dropping it down, but it has to go up when he raises it too. So are you ready? Ready for the big picture? Okay, here it comes. Look at that. Is that amazing? God created him pretty special, didn't he? You did? Okay, now if you look at this one, you can see how the feathers aren't straight up like the first, like that last picture. Look how they kind of wrap around. Here, sweetie, let me trade you. Thank you. You want that one? The bottom one? There you go. Can you guys see that? How he wraps around a little bit? Let me see. Here's another one. And look how he looks green. He's actually got a lot of green, too. Okay, here's another one. I took a lot. I thought you guys would like to see them. Okay, here, right. Okay, now take a look at this one. This one is when he's starting to turn. He's doing his dance for her, and he's starting to turn, and you can see how the feathers aren't flat anymore. You can look at it and pass it around. Can you pass it around that way so they can see it? Here, sweetie, I'll get you one. Sorry. See how he's turning for her? Now, are you ready to see what the back looks like? You'll be so amazed because his back looks nothing like his front at all. Are you ready? Okay. Take a look at that. See the different colored feathers? See, he moves those brown feathers. That's his tail feathers. And he moves them back and forth. And he's doing a special dance for her. Yeah. Here, look at that one. You guys can look at that one. Now, let me tell you what happens. He does this beautiful dance for her. And do you know what we've seen those girls do? They walked away. They didn't even like it. They just left him and walked away. And so what he does, okay, boys, he follows her. And he'll set up and he'll start courting her all over again and doing the dance all over again. And she'll walk away again. And he will do that until she walks so far away. And maybe he'll, if she still doesn't choose him, he'll have to go to another female because she's decided she doesn't like him. And what the females do is they choose the oldest ones because they are the strongest and they want strong babies when they have the peachicks. And you know what? When I look at these peacocks, that is exactly what God does to us. Just like what Pastor Tom was talking about. God loves us so much. He prepares beautiful things to show us his love, like these. Good food we eat, all kinds of things. But you know, he doesn't force us. But he will show us his beauty and he will follow us wherever we go. And he will knock on our heart and say, "Can I come in? Can I come in?" Now, we can choose to like him and follow him, or we can choose not to. But if we say no, what do you think God will do? He will follow us. Just like that peacock follows the peahen, he will follow us and try and win our hearts because his love is so great for us. No, I'm going to give you a feather, actually. So I want you guys to remember that no matter where you go, no matter what you do, keep your eyes open for the beautiful things that God is showing you about himself. He's made nature so that we can see him and his great love for us. And remember that he is always trying to win your hearts, and he is right there if you will open your hearts and let him in. So would you guys like to do that today? If you want to let him in your heart today, raise your hand. Okay, let's pray, okay? Father in heaven, thank you so much for the beautiful peacocks and the beautiful peahens and the pea chicks. Thank you for the beautiful things in nature that you give us to show us your great love. We just ask that you, Lord Jesus, would come into our hearts today and live in us and make us like you. Thank you for each of these boys and girls. Bless them, Father, with your love. Through Jesus and your Spirit, in his name, amen. Now.